Concerning the subject of extreme wealth inequality, I wanted to experiment with bringing artificial intelligence into the picture, as well as artful intelligence, or at least an attempt at that. So basically, we want to talk about wealth inequality, and we're going to see what happens when we bring these two different kinds of intelligences together. Will they argue? Will they agree? What's going to happen? Well, that's exactly what we're going to find out today on Poetry, Passion, and Pleasure podcast with your host, Dale Byron. So let's jump right in. So I was thinking about this this topic of extreme wealth inequality and the dangers therein. And I wanted to find a quote that I had remembered, hadn't seen for a while, famous quote about wealth inequality from the U.S. Supreme Court Justice Louis Brandeis. And I also wanted to feed that quote into one of the popular bots or the artificial intelligence systems and get a little bit of feedback on that quote from the AI. So let's delve right in. First of all, here's how the quote goes. The quote says, "You can have wealth concentrated in the hands of a few. You can have wealth concentrated in the hands of a few, or you can have democracy, or you can have democracy, but you cannot have both. You can have wealth concentrated in the hands of a few, in the hands of a few, or you can have democracy, but you cannot have both," said U.S. Supreme Court Justice Louis Brandeis. Now, of course, it doesn't take long to realize that Louis Brandeis was not a big fan of allowing huge, massive wealth inequality to exist in a society. And there have been different times in American, at least in the United States, when there's been a huge uptick in the degree and the extreme nature of wealth inequality. And one was the late 1800s and early 1900s, and another is the current period in U.S. history. So what did the bot have to say? What did the AI system have to say about this quote? You can have wealth concentrated in the hands of a few, or you can have democracy, but you can't have both. Well, here's what the bot said. This quote reflects the concern that extreme wealth inequality can undermine the principles of democracy, suggesting that when a small percentage of the population holds a disproportionate share of wealth and of power, it may lead to imbalances in political influence, decision-making, and social justice. The idea is that a robust democracy requires a more equitable distribution of resources to ensure broad participation and representation of diverse voices in the political process. Well, that's what the bot said. So I don't know about you, but there was no other statement at the end which, you know, said, according to the bot, they don't put it that way, of course, but there was no qualifier at the end of this that said, and, you know, this has been proven wrong and many other people believe this another way and wealth inequality is not really a problem. So I take that to mean that the bot agrees that wealth inequality, at least from this paragraph, is a big problem. And again, I couldn't have written this, you know, if I were going to write just a very straight prose kind of thing, I don't think I don't think the bot did a bad job. The quote reflects the concern that extreme wealth inequality can undermine the principles of democracy, suggesting that when a small percentage of the population holds a disproportionate share of wealth and power, it may lead to imbalances in political influence. Well, we know it does. We know it does. We know, particularly since Citizens United, that the huge amounts of money sloshing around in the American political system has done all sorts of damage and untold damage in terms of studies, empirical studies that show that what the larger, oftentimes what the majority of people, Americans, want does not happen. Does not happen because our politics, excuse the phrase, have become so coin operated. And this is exactly what happens when you have huge wealth inequality and a very small group of elite, in this case, billionaires, are able to invest, and I use that word on purpose, invest huge amounts of money into influencing our political system. And so, again, the AI said, the idea is that a robust democracy requires a more equitable distribution of resources to ensure broad participation and representation of diverse voices in the political process. And the American political scene is hurting big time in this territory. So, since, of course, the theme of this podcast is how do we apply poetic language and the form of poetry to the ongoing daily situations and practical situations that we find ourselves in. And so, in working with this and working with my own muse on this, this particular poem came through. Remember, my statement about poetry is a poem. A poem includes any words that have a stop and pay attention. And when you say, what does a poem mean? It means how it feels in your body when you read it or hear it or write it. The name of this poem, and again, this is our artificial intelligence meets, hopefully, artful intelligence. This poem is called The Building Not Named For Us. The Building Not Named For Us. And the title gives you a little tug as to where this poem is going. Okay. Truth is, most of us average people will never have a building with our name on it. The truth is, most of us average people will never have a building with our name on it near the entrance or along its ivy walls. Poem goes on. Maybe a nice bench, if we do really well and we are loved by the Park Service. Maybe a nice bench if we do really well and we are loved by the Park Service. Benevolent billionaires, no matter how kind, are not just as good as the all of us together plan. That arrangement we sometimes call democracy. Besides, do you remember how that king thing worked out for so many? Also, the money equals free speech idea has just about run out of steam. Now, here's a message for those for whom the game has been fixed, who amass money clear up to the very ceiling of themselves. Yachts, penthouses, politicians. Sorry you have this cross to bear. Sorry. You have this cross to bear, but please But please don't just give it away. But please don't just give it away. You could give it back. You know how? You know how at the end of a good game of Monopoly, all the pieces, property, and money go back into the box? Again, that poem is called The Building Not Named for Us. And of course, what I'm working with here, and this happens to be, you know, my own work, my own poem, but what I'm doing is approaching this subject of wealth inequality from a kind of both an obtuse and direct, both obtusely and directly. And also, of course, I'm using some serious notations in the poem, and I'm using a little humor as well. Now, if you look at the sort of the scheme of things, I was looking at some other quotes. We started out with Justice Louis Brandeis, but some other people, a Pulitzer Prize winning economist, Joseph Stiglitz, said inequality isn't just about the top marginal tax rate and the top 1%. It's about the fact that the system is rigged. Now, I wanted to bring that quote because in the poem, of course, I said further on in the poem, I said, now here's a message for those for whom the game has been fixed, for whom the game has been fixed, who amass money clear up to the very ceiling of themselves, yachts, penthouses, politicians, all having to do with huge amounts of money. Now, let me just be clear about this. Of course, there's always going to be differences in how much wealth people have. That's not the point. That's not the point. The point is when it gets so cartoonish, you know, I don't remember the stat. I probably should have made a note about it, but it's something like the top 1/10%, I don't know, the stats, has more than the bottom half of the entire population in the United States. And I think worldwide, it's even more extreme. So when you get cartoonish amounts of wealth inequality, which is consistently based on the system being more and more fixed, more and more fixed. This is one of the challenges when you have this much money sloshing around, is that it gets more and more fixed for those at the very top. Very top. There's another quote, a person by the name of Robert Dahl. He said, in a democracy, power is fragmented and one source of power can check another. But in a highly unequal society where the rich control all the major sources of power, the masses have little chance to change the status quo. That's not a healthy situation. Now, if we turn to Martin Luther King Jr., he says, this country has socialism for the rich and rugged individualism for the poor. Interesting observation. We have socialism for the rich. In other words, the risk gets spread out among all of us. And we see this time and time again. But for the poor, it is all rugged individualism. If you trip and fall, so be it. That's the way it works. Pope Francis, trying to get a wide disbursement among the quotes I wanted to bring today. Pope Francis, while the income of a minority is increasing exponentially, that of the majority is crumbling. So more and more going to the top. This is the danger of this kind of imbalance. So the Pope says, while the income of a minority is increasing exponentially, that of the majority is crumbling. This imbalance results from ideologies which uphold the absolute autonomy of markets and financial speculation, and thus deny the right of control to states, which are themselves charged with providing for the common good. That's just another way to say that the system is fixed. It's fixed so that money keeps shifting up to the very top and shifting away from those at the bottom. And not just a few, but masses of people. So, the note I made is that in the meta crisis, there is no one solution. We know that. This meta crisis of ecological challenges, predicaments, overshoot of the political challenges which are flowing from that, the social challenges which flow from the ecological and the political. So all of those things mixed together is something that we've been calling the polycrisis and the metacrisis. I prefer the metacrisis as a term. And we know that there's no one solution. There's only many, many responses. And wealth inequality is one of those things that needs a response because it's so corrosive to politics and social strength and well-being. And also, of course, art is an attempt. So we're working on in this podcast, art is an attempt, not necessarily to educate, that's really not the purpose, but it's an attempt to have us see, starting hopefully with the artist, with the writer of the poem or whatever form of art it is, the musician, the painter, in order to see the world and its different domains differently. This is the true purpose, I think, or at least one of the beyond aesthetics, beyond the beauty, beyond the sheer joy of art, or in addition to it, this core purpose of having us see the world, experience the world a little bit different. So again, the building not named for us. Truth is, most of us average people will never have a building with our name on it, near the entrance or along the ivy walls. Maybe a nice bench if we do really well, and we are loved by the Park Service. How many times have you seen a dedication of a bench? That happens for us average people, right? Benevolent billionaires, no matter how kind, are not just as good as the all of us together plan, that arrangement we sometimes call democracy. Besides, do you remember how that king thing worked out for so many? Also, the money equals free speech idea. Well, that's just about run out of steam. Now, here's a message for those for whom the game has been fixed, who amass money clear up to the very ceiling of themselves. You know, yachts, penthouses, politicians. Sorry you have this cross to bear. Sorry you have this cross to bear. But please don't just give it away. You could give it back. You could give it back. You know how at the end of a good game of Monopoly, all the pieces, property, and money go back into the box. So that's my attempt at a little artful approach to extreme wealth inequality. And my apologies to those who are not familiar with the game Monopoly, but it's sort of ubiquitous in the American culture, and if you you can always look it up. But it is a game where even the most obscenely rich, we could say it that way if we wanted to, at the end of the game, all the pieces, all the money, all the property goes back into the box, and we start again. And there's something incredibly empowering about not having the game be fixed and then permanently fixed after that. Anyway, Thank you so much for your listening ear. I so appreciate your being here. Subscribe if you haven't. Refer the podcast along to someone else that you think might enjoy it. And yeah, until next time and next poems and quotes and all the other stuff we do here, please take good care of yourself. And if you can, of course, take good care of someone.